Hey.
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm ready.
Well, good morning, all three of you kids.
はい、三人だよ、今日子供たち。
And you bigger kids.
ね、大きい子供たちもいっぱいいますね。はい、はい、はい。今日はね、三人のために特別です。
Well, it's not Christmas time anymore, really.
クリスマスじゃないんだよね。残念。先週クリスマスだったよね。
But we do get to keep celebrating Christmas all year round, right?
毎日私たちはクリスマスしてもいいんだよ。
We don't want to forget about what happened when Jesus came to this earth.
イエス様がこの地上に来られたことを私たちは毎日覚える人がいたわけだからね。毎日クリスマス。いいね。
And so we actually will talk one more time about a prophecy in Isaiah about Jesus.
今日は旧約聖書のイザヤ書からイエス様の予言についてのことを見てみるんだけど。
I wonder, Yuda, do you remember what happened to our house when we lived in Arkansas?
私たちの家がアカンソンの時住んだ時どうなったか覚えてるし、聞いたことある。ね、私たちの家の話聞いた？
Do you remember?
覚えてる？どんな話だった？何か大きなことが起きたの。ひどいことが起きた。覚えてる？なんだっけあれ？なんだっけあれ？わからんのね。Okay. はい。
Nicky, what happened to our house? It got destroyed by a tornado.
竜巻で家がもうなくなっちゃったんだよね。
And for months after that, it was hard for us to live through thunderstorms. Many of us, to include even myself at times, would still be scared.
で、そのあと1ヶ月ぐらいずっと雷が鳴って、もうそれ聞くたびにみんな大人も私もそれドキもうビクビクして過ごしたんだよね。
But thankfully, God has healed us now, and we can sleep even through thunderstorms. But we have peace again in our hearts. 神様が私たちに平和を与えて癒してくださったから、今はね、雷鳴ってもね、安心して寝れるの。前は違ったけど。And so we're going to talk about how Jesus gives us peace.
今日はイエス様が私たちに平安安心を与えてくださるということを話したよね。
And Pastor Barbara actually stole my thunder. She actually quoted from one scripture we're going to read and read one scripture we're going to read today.
もう朝バーバラさんが読んじゃったんであれなんだけど。
But we're going to go over them again, talk about Jesus who brings peace.
イエス様が私たちに平和をもたらしてくれる安心をくださるっていうこと。
Many times when we think about peace, we think that it means it's a lack of storms or lack of hard times in our life.
私たちは普段平安とか安心という時には雷がないとか悪いことがないということを平安と思うんだけど、でもね。
But God likes to give a different definition to things.
でも神様は私たちにその平安安心の違う定義を教えたい。
And so when we have the peace of God inside of us,
神様の平安が私たちの中にある時に、
it's actually that we have a lack of worry or a lack of fear despite being in the midst of some crazy times.
どんなこと、大変なことがあっても、ね、神様は私たちに平安を与えてくれるのね。
So today we're going to talk about Jesus and how he was called the Prince of Peace.
イエス様が平和の君って言われたことについて話したい。
In Isaiah chapter 9, Isaiah is saying some of the names that Jesus will be called.
で、イエス様がのことがどんなこと言われるかっていうのをイザヤ書が書いてて、イエス様こういう名前あるって言うんだけど、その時に
He says that Jesus will be called wonderful.
素晴らしい方。
Counselor.
カウンセラー。慰め主。
Mighty God.
全能なる神。
Everlasting Father.
永遠の父。
And Prince
そして平和の君ってイエス様呼ばれてるにイザヤは予言したのね。
What's the prince?
君、ね、王子様って何
？What do you think, Nikki, Nathan, Yuda, all three of you? What's the prince?
王子様って誰？私王子様
？Is it someone who has no power at all?
ね、王子様ってのは力がないんじゃなくて、
お金がある
んじゃなくて、
Or does the prince have?
王子様は偉いだけじゃなくて、王子様ってのは誰どうしたら王子になるの？王子様になれるのは誰が王子様になれるの？ユダ君王子様になれる？
王子様の血を
持ってる。そう、The father is king.
So the prince does have power, and we're told that Jesus is the prince of peace.
平和の君、イエス様平和の君だからイエス様ご自身が権威を持ってるのね。
Okay, so time for some honesty. Who's ever been afraid of the dark?
この中でね、正直、暗闇が怖い人いるんだね、みんな。暗闇怖い？暗い、真っ暗なとこ怖い？
Who's ever been scared in an earthquake?
地震で怖い。あ、地震怖いね。大きな地震怖かったね。
Who's been scared about maybe going to a new school?
新しい学校怖い人。ね、怖かった。
See, so there's many things in our life that causes us to get nervous and anxious and maybe even afraid.
普段生きてる時に私たちいろんなところで怖がったり、何か恐れを覚えることあるんだよね。
But when we follow Jesus, He gives us the Holy Spirit who can give us gives us peace,
私たちは
even in those times.
イエス様ともにあるし、イエス様は聖霊様を送ってくださって、どんな大変な時も私たちに平安安心をくださるっていう約束。
So、we're actually going to read Philippians 4, 6, and 7 again.
今日もう一度ね、ピリピリとの手紙の4章の6節7節を読んでみてください、ね。
And my feeling is that if God brings something up more than once in a service, He really wants you to understand it、
ね、
and to know it.
朝の礼拝の時に何度もこれ出るってことは、本当に神様がこれを私たちに教えたいと思うから、これを読ませると思うのね。
So、again, so you
もう一度読むけど、
hopefully we'll understand how much peace we can have in our life.
どんな平安安心を神様私たちに約束してるかっていうのを読んでみたいのね。
Let's read Japanese first.
じゃあ日本語から一緒に読むよ。読みようかな。Everybody? せーの。どんなことでも思い患うのをやめなさい。何事につけ、感謝を込めて祈りと願いを捧げ、求めているものを神に打ち明けなさい。そうすれば、あらゆる人調を超える神の平和が、あなた方の心と考えと、キリストイエスによって守るでしょう。
All right, so if you read English, please read with me. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So this verse tells us that God's peace is actually We can't even really understand it.
これ見ると神様の平安って私たち頑張って理解しようと思って分かんない
ことなんですね。 His peace is so powerful that in the midst of a crazy, maybe even painful life, we can still have peace.
大きくて本当にどんなに辛いとこと嫌なことがあっても私たちに安心平和を与えてくださるっていうのね。
And that peace of God will guard our heart, it'll guard our mind against the fear that Satan tries to put in there.
そして神様の平安が本当に悪魔は私たちにいろいろ戦いを挑んでくる時もそういう時でも神様の平安が私たちの心を穏やかにしてくださる。
And then when we have peace in those kinds of hard times, it is a witness to those around us that there's something different inside of you.
で、本当に自分たちが大変なところを通っている時に神様の平安が与えられていることを思っていると、周りの人たちもあ、この人他の人と違うねっていうことが分かるようになるのね。
So if you three kids are nervous about going to school,
3人学校が心配と思ったら、
or maybe nervous because you're going to have to move to a new place.
新しいところに引っ越さなきゃいけない時があったりすると、心
配かもしれないけど、で
も神様に平安安心をくださいって祈った時に、
and He will give you peace.
みんなに平安安心をくださるのね。
And then when people see that peace, they will want to know why you are different.
平安を持ってる時に、あ、この子たち変わった子、普通と違うって。
It will give you an opportunity to share about the goodness of God.
そしてその時にみんななんでこういう部屋があるのって言ったら、これね神様からの部屋だよって分かることができる。
So I'm convinced that this message was from God because it's already been repeated so many times that Jesus gives us peace.
言われたから本当に神様がイエス様が私たちに平和安心を与えてくださるってことを本当にみんなに今日自分のものにしたいのね。
So as we pray, that's what I'll be praying that God will give you a peace that you can't even understand.
自分では理解できないけど、神様がイエス様は私たちに平和安心を与えてくださることを自分のものにしよう。
To bring peace to those around you.
そしてそれは周りの人にも溢れる平和安心を与えることができることなのね。
So、let's pray.
お祈りしようね。
Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are a good Father.
感謝です。あなたは良いお方。
God, it doesn't matter to you whether there are only three children here today.
子供の人数が今日少ないですけども、あなたの目には朝の人数は関係ありません。
You love Nathan, Nikki, and Yuta so much that you want them to truly understand your peace.
感謝です。彼らは本当にあなたの平安を理解したいと思います。
And you want that peace to be so strong inside them that it will be a witness to the kids around them.
この子たちの中のに本当にあなたの平安がいっぱいいっぱいはち切れんばかりにあって、周りの子供たちがその平安に気づくことがありますように。
So Lord, I ask that you allow them to be peacemakers.
お一人一人をあなたの平和の使者としてください。
That where they walk,
彼らが歩くときに
will come with them.
あなたの平和がいつも共にありますように。
And that your spirit will anoint them
あなたの聖霊様が
一人一人を油に注いで、and your peace to others.
あなたの愛と平和を他の人たちに分かち合うことができるように。
So thank you, Father, for your peace.
神様、あなたの平安を感謝します。
In Jesus' name.
イエス様の名前としてお願いします。アーメン。感謝です。 today Jordan is doing PowerPoint for us. Yeah, ありがとうございます。初めて。
If you just say today, it sounds like this is the first and the last time.
これからも多分移動してくださいと思いますけれども。
Anyway, we have had different people helping in different ways, and it's been a blessing.
多くの方が手伝ってくださって感謝です。
Thank you all.
お正月になったら明けましておめでとうございますですね。でも、その前に会うときに何て挨拶ですね。別れるときには良いお年だけど、会うときには何か言う言葉ですね。
In Japan, when it's the last time you're going to see someone in the year, we have another saying, and it's like.
良いお年を。
It doesn't. It's Happy New Year, but you say one phrase before the New Year has come and one phrase after it has come. You're getting cultural lessons as well.
で今日まあ、最後の日なのでまず皆さんと考えたいことは。
Okay, today is the last day of 2017, so I would really like to have a time just to reflect with all of you guys.
本当に感謝のことを皆さんとに覚えたいと思います、ね。
I really want to focus on what we have to be grateful for.
もう忙しくとですね、慌ただしいと、もう感謝の思いがないんですよね。
So, most of you guys are busy, and it's hard when you're running at full speed to really focus on being grateful.
だから少しこう感謝の思いを持てるようにこう息をしたいと思うんですね。
So today I just kind of want to take a breath, a deep breath, and I just want to focus on everything that we have to thank God for.Everything we have to be grateful for.
感謝のことは一人一人皆さんにも今年あったと思います。
I'm sure that there were so many things that you have happened in 2017 that you have to be grateful about.
普段は感謝って言えないんで今ねまとめて感謝ですね。もうこれで1年分まとめて感謝ね。
なかなかね、He never says thank you, so he's saying for the whole year worth of whatever I managed to do, thank you for that. I was
there. 皆さんにも本当に感謝ですね。
こうして
共に主の栄光のために祈り合うこと感謝ですね。
God for the opportunity and privilege that we could have to pray together and pray for one another.
私たちの足りないところを補ってくださって。ね、
so we're grateful that also many people in this community can supplement the places where we are lacking.
でも全て主に栄光ですね。
But most of all, we just want to give the glory to God.
今朝は新約聖書のマタイによる福音書からイエス様の教えを読みたいと思います。
This morning, I want to look at one particular passage.In the Gospel of Matthew with you.
有名なところですので皆さんよく知ってると思うんですけども
It's a famous passage, so probably most of you know it.
はい、それはマタイの福音書5章の38節からです。まず日本語でお読みしますね。I'll read from the Japanese first. せーの。あなた方も聞いている通り、目には目を、歯には歯をと命じられている。しかし私は言っておく、悪人に手向かってはならない。誰かがあなたの右の方を打つなら、左の方も向けなさい。あなたを訴えて下着を取ろうとする者には、上着をも取らせなさい。誰かが1ミリオン行くように知るなら、一緒に1ミリオン行きなさい。求める者には与えなさい。あなたから借りようとする者に背を向けてはならない。あなた方も聞いている通り、隣人を愛し、敵を憎めと命じられている。しかし私は言っておく、敵を愛し、自分を迫害する者のために祈りなさい。あなた方の天の父の子となるためである。父は悪人にも善人にも太陽を昇らせ、正しい者にも正しくない者にも雨を降らせてくださるからである。自分を愛してくれる人を愛したところで、あなた方にどんな報いがあろうか。 徴税人でも同じことをしているではないか。自分の兄弟にだけ挨拶したところでどんな優れたことをしたことになろうか。異邦人でさえ同じことをしているではないか。だからあなた方の天の父が完全であられるようにあなた方も完全なものとなりなさい。
Let's read the same passage in English. It's Matthew 5 verses 38 to 48. You've heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You, therefore, must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
この話の背景にあるのは、公平、フェアについての考えです。
And so, let's think about perhaps what, would be the background of this passage. And it's fairness, isn't it?
今、公平、フェアと考えると皆さんどのような思いがありますか?
Do you guys, when you think of this is fair, what do you think about?
あれは、フェアじゃない。
This is not fair. This is fair.
今年、あれはフェアじゃないと思ったことはある人いますか?
Was there anything that you had,
ありますよね。
during this year and you thought, wow, this is not fair.
あるんですね。でここでそのユダヤの2000年前にはいくつかのルールがありました。
And, just as a background to this passage, in the time that Jesus was living, the Jewish people living amongst the Roman Empire had different laws and different rules that they had to follow.
それはおあいこ、even ということです。even.
And, they wanted everything to be even.
ね、おあいこ、日本語でおあいこだよね。おあいこ、even ということです。
So they wanted things to be even. Fair.
どういうことかというと、もし誰かが右の目をケアさせられたら、
so,
誰かに、
for example, if someone, hits you and injured your right eye,
右の目を、向こうの右目をケアさせてもいいっていうのよ。
To be fair, you would be able to, injure that person's right eye as well.
Even, おあいこ。
Okay, we're fair. We're even.
歯が折れたら、
so if somebody punched you and broke your tooth,
その歯をめ、同じ歯をめがけて、
go after the person
same tooth
and try to knock out the same tooth.
その同じ歯を一本でめがけてやるのが難しいよね。
That's really hard, isn't it?
おあいこ。
Only one tooth.And but you, if you're going to be even, you have to knock out the same tooth. That must have been pretty difficult.
ね、おあいこだったらもうなんでなんで、にやなんだおなんとかななしよなんだっけ、あしえなんだ、恨みっこなしよって終わるんだね。日本おあいこ恨みっこなしよで終わるんだよね。
So we have this little game in Japanese that, nothing is like uneven.
でもね、実はその確かに恨みっこなしよって実は、恨まないのは難しいんですよね。
It's hard to, be, it's hard not to be like,
恨むだ、hate others.
It's hard not to envy and hate other people.
私たちの人間の心理というのはちょっと変わってるんですね。
Our psyche is a bit off.
なぜなら右の目が痛められたら、もしも、
for example, if really someone punches us in our right eye,
もうボコボコにして2倍にも3倍にもしたくなるんですよ。
we don't want to just punch them and injure them in the same way. We want to get back at them. We want to injure them more so.
どうですか？違いますか？
Do you ever feel like that?
ね、
like,
じゃあ右目だけで、じゃあもうそれよりももっとしたいでしょ？
Like, doing the same thing is not enough. You want to really get back at them.
もう2倍、3倍にも私たちは仕返したくなります。
Maybe two or three times more you want to really...
そのお相手をイーブンにしようと思うためには本当に理性を持って穏やかにならないとお相手に終わらないんですね。
So, if someone hurts us and we don't try to hurt them more than they hurt us, but we just try to get even, we need a certain amount of control and to push down our anger and our emotions.
ですから目には目を、歯には歯をっていうのは結構いいルールなんですよ。
So, if you think about it, if you think about our human, like, rage and anger, that the rule of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth is actually a pretty fair rule. It's much more peaceful than, like, normal human emotion.
でもこの時2000年前にイエス様はそれまでに聞いたことのない神様の教えを話されました。
But at the time when they had this rule in their society, Jesus started to teach something very different.
悪人に手向かってはならないというんです。
He said that you shouldn't hurt.
悪いことをされても全く仕返しをしないっていうんです。
Even if someone does something really awful to you, you shouldn't return it in the same way.
ですから聞いてる人は、ん？どういうこと？と思ったんですね。
So the people who were listening to him must have thought, wait a minute, what do you mean by this?
で、イエス様はいくつかの例、例えでこのことを話されます。
And Jesus actually used various examples andlike metaphors or to illustrate what he wanted to say.
右の頬を打たれたら左の頬を向けなさいと言います。
So one of the things he said is if someone hits you on the right cheek, then turn to him the other as well.
普通です。普通私たち人間右利きですから We are right-handed, okay? 右の頬を打つにはこう打たなきゃいけないんですよ。ですよね？
So, right? If you're facing somebody and somebody is going to be hitting you on the right cheek, usually people hit with their right hand, so they would have to hit you in this way rather than with the palm of the hand.
この当時右手の甲で人を打つのはその人を侮辱することなんですね。
So, if someone hits you with this part of their hand in the culture that Jesus lived, it's
humiliating.
It's a really humiliating experience.
ですから別に
being like hit with this is okay, but being hit with this is not only hurtful but also humiliating.
だから力いっぱい打たなくてもこれだけでも侮辱なんですね。
So even if you weren't hit really hard.But just hit lightly with the back of the hand is a really humiliating type of experience.
と打たれた時に私たちは侮辱されてるとは分かって怒りますよね。
So if someone humiliates you, even if it's not physically painful, this rage rises up inside of us, doesn't it? That we need to defend ourselves.
もうそう思ったら。思わず右手で相手の左頬を殴りたくなりませんか？
So, if somebody really puts you down like that, humiliates you, isn't this feeling inside of you that you just want to whack them one with your right hand?
本当に侮辱された時の怒りって止まらないんですよ。
So, it's really hard to control our emotions when we've been.Greatly shamed and humiliated.
もう相手が偉いだろうが相手がでかいだろうが関係なく飛びかかってきたくなりますよ。
So, it doesn't even matter if the person who hits you is huge physically or maybe even in society like a respectful person in society. If someone hits you, you just want to whack them back. It's a natural response.
そうなのにイエス様はここで あなたの左の方を向けなさいって言うんです。
But despite that's our natural instincts, that's our natural feeling, Jesus commands instead to turn the left cheek to the person.
相手の挑発に乗ってはいけないというんです。
Jesus is saying, don't go along with their evil way. Don't go along with their, what they're choosing, the way they're choosing.
怒って仕返しはしないんです。
Don't get angry and return in kind what that evil person is doing to you.
代わりに左の方を向けなさいというんです。
Rather, Jesus says, turn to them, the other cheek.
ある人がもし侮辱しようと思って、あ、ごめんね。I'm sorry。こう、パンと殴ったときに、こっち側を向けられたらですね。
So think about it. If someone hits you in this offensive, not just hitting you, but in this offensive way with the back of their hand, think what would happen if you turn the other cheek to them.
この人が自分の挑発に乗らなくて、もっと怒るんですね。殴った方が、逆にね。
So if that happened, just think about it. The person hit you because he was angry to begin with, but then you don't respond in kind, but rather you turn the other cheek. How would this person who's hit you feel? He would be even more angry and rage would be increased.
あなたの挑発には乗りません。仕返しに怒って仕返しはしません。
So it's a message that by turning the other cheek and saying, I'm not going to choose the way that you have chosen. I'm not going to act in kind, but rather, I'm going to choose a completely different way.
誰かが1ミリオン、まあ3キロぐらいね、行きなさいって言ったら、一緒に2ミリオン、6キロ、行きなさいって言うんです。
So, another example that Jesus gives is, if someone asks you to go 1 mile, or in this certain distance, go with him too.
当時ユダヤはローマ帝国の属国でした。
So, as you know, the time that Jesus lived, the Jewish people were under the rule of the Roman Empire.
で、ユダヤの、まあ、ローマの軍隊の人たちはですね。
And the Roman soldiers were around very much, you know, just all over.
例えば、その荷物を運ぶときに。
And perhaps they needed to carry different
そこでもしユダヤの人がいたら、
and if they were carrying stuff and they saw a Jewish person,
その人にこれ荷物運んでって言ってよかったんです。
They could say, Oi, come on over here. I want.
Yeah,
how do you call people in English?
Hey you. Hey you.
Hey you. Come on over here and carry my stuff.
でそれは印象かったんですね。
もう
それをしなくちゃいけないんです。
でも
ルールがあって1ミリオン3キロだけって決まってたんです。
But there was a limit in Roman law. They were only allowed to force the Jewish person to go about 3 kilometers.They couldn't force them to go further than that.
もう無茶なことをやったら民衆が怒って暴動を起きますよね。もしも無茶なこといろいろ、ね、言いつけたら、they did the riots, so they stopped it.
So, they had to follow these rules, or there would be a big problem. There would be the people would revolt.
行きなさいって言われて1ミリを、まあ、3キロ歩くことは仕方なかったんです。
But,This rule of being forced and told to carry something about 3 kilometers, they had to do that.
でもその兵隊が疲れたな、他に誰もいない、お前もう1ミリオンって言われたら我慢して行きなさいって言うんです。
But the if you've already gone the part that you needed to go, the 3 kilometers.And the Roman soldier looks around and there's no one else to go another 3 kilometers. Jesus is saying, you should do it. You should carry it again. Carry it another 3 kilometers, even though by law you don't need to do it.
もうあなたの言ってることはルール違反だけど、もう私には関係ないから一緒に行きますよって。
So Jesus is saying, yeah, I know I needed to go with you for this first part, this first mile, but now I don't care about the rules. I'm just going to go with you
on a higher level.
So if the soldier was found that he forced someone to go further than he this certain distance, that he would have very severe